What's a male sheep called?
A male sheep. Is it a male?
Associated with Bach beer.
Huh?
Associated with Bach beer frequently you see that.
A buck, buck.
Okay. A buck? Do you ever use the term ram or buck? Which would you prefer?
A ram, ram is the name.
How about, that's a goat on Bach beer. Right. That's a goat, I think, on Bach beer, isn't it?
What?
Goat?
A goat, yes.
Yeah. How about the female? What's the female?
Billy goat.
What's the female, female sheep?
A nanny goat. You mean of a goat?
Sheep.
Sheep, a lamb.
Okay. What's that on the back of the sheep?
Wool.
How about these street games now? I was going to ask you about before, remember? Games you played when you were a child.
I wrote them down here.
Okay. All right, what's the first one you have there?
Leapfrog.
Okay. How's that play?
The boys would get together and line up along the sidewalk, we just call it, along the edge of the walk.
Uh-huh.
Bend over, stoop over, and touch your toes, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then fellas behind would leap over them.
Uh-huh.
And as he landed in front of the boy, he leaped over. He'd bend down, and the rest of them would leap over him, and then each one, as they leaped over the fellow, they'd get down. It'd be a continuation.
You keep moving around.
Keep moving on, continuation. They keep going around the block till they got tired of doing it.
Oh.
Called leapfrog. They're supposed to bend over like a frog, you know, and as soon as they landed on the walk, they'd bend over like a frog, and they'd go over.
Okay, fine. What else now?
And of course, that became a hide and seek. Of course, the boys and girls sometimes got in on it too. They'd tag one fellow to be you be blind, and the rest of them they'd run off and hide in the doorways and the stairways, and if there's a basement nearby or around the corner in the alley, they'd hide around various corners.
Did you have another name for this besides hide and seek?
I know there's another name for it, but...
That's the only name you use.
I think play blind. You had to put your hand over your eyes and not look. You're not supposed to look, or they'd put a blindfold over you.
Uh-huh. Do you ever call a blind man's anything?
Blind man's buff. Well, that was a little bit different game than running around there. That wouldn't be... A blind man's buff would be a separate game. They'd go, the group would be around, and they'd have to tell who they were and so forth.
I see.
The other was hide and seek, though. You ran off and they'd hide and say, "Oh, yeah, get ready." Now I remember, the one who was the one blind, he leaned over and had a blindfold, and he wasn't allowed to look for the boys, and they each one already ready, and then he'd yell, "Are you all ready?"
Yeah.
And they say, "Okay, ready, let's go."
Yeah.
And then they'd "Well, I'm coming."
Right.
And then they'd remain very quiet, and he'd have to look around the corners, and there was a certain a post or spot on the corner where he started.
What was that called?
I forget the post, I think, I don't know.
How about, did you ever hear a chant called "Ready or Not, You Shall Be Caught"? All around.
That's it.
Okay,
ready or not, you shall be caught.
All around the what?
All around the block. It's been coming back to me. I remember, ready or not, you shall be caught.
All around the...
I know that one.
Did you use the word ghoul or goal?
All around the goal.
Goal.
All around the... Yeah, there was a goal, I suppose.
Yeah.
And then when the one who was supposed to seek them, when he looked around the others, if they had a chance, they'd run out. And if the one who was seeking him could catch him, he'd tag him. He was the one that had to be at the goal. And if they all reached the goal before this one could catch him, he had to go through the same stunt again.
I see. But you didn't call it a ghoul. You always call it a goal.
Some call it a ghoul.
You remember some kids
called it a ghoul? Yeah, I think just as many call it a ghoul as gold. Just as many.